This is episode number 70, Your Dark Side. Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach from drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence. Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast today. I'm very excited to be with you and talk about your dark side. That's right. Instead of focusing on the future and positivity to be the best version of yourself, we're going to look at weaknesses, shortcomings, and mistakes from the past. It's time to take something away from all of that and let it transform you. In this episode, we will take some parts of who we are that we typically don't like to focus on, and we will investigate the way that all of these parts we typically consider lesser or not that we might typically share publicly and unlock some of our power with them. First, what does it mean to be the best version of yourself in today's world? The answers might surprise you because they all start in the mindsets we embrace. Mindset for Life is a podcast from drbcoach.com where we explore thinking, attitudes, and habits that lead to how we behave and who we become. This is Mindset for Life, hosted by Bethany Hansen, on the journey to live as a better version of myself more each day, just like you. So welcome. In this podcast, we typically focus on positivity and strengths to help you have the courage to be yourself. After all, you are unique and no one can replace you. Even if you have been successful to this point, if you compete against others to grow in your career, or if you belong to a community that holds certain values, you might feel like you are just one person who's a lot like everyone else. And when you need courage, you might even wonder if you're less than others because of your weaknesses or past regrets, mistakes, and challenges, which other people probably don't even know about you. Well, you're not just like everyone else. And you are not less than others because of your imperfections. In fact, that's what we're going to talk about today, to help you see those parts of you just a bit differently. You might say that we're looking at the dark side of things because people often hope no one will know about a story from their past, or maybe their upbringing, or the weaknesses they have right now. We do not focus on strengths to give you a fake or superficial kind of optimism or positivity that ignores your weaknesses and shortcomings. No, we don't do that at all. Your strengths are sometimes areas that you take for granted or even parts of you that you think everyone else is good at. I like to talk about your strengths to help you become more conscious of them and to help you realize how unique and wonderful you really are. Today, I want to talk with you through some of these other parts of you that you might hope we never look at or notice. Your weaknesses. These weaknesses and other parts of you that you might hope we never look at, those failures you experienced in your life, those challenges, all of these are part of who you are. These areas we don't always want others to know about can serve three purposes for us today. First, reviewing low points in life gives us insight into themes from our lives. And these recurring themes tell a story and can help us see ourselves and those around us a lot more clearly. Second, taking a deeper look at these areas can identify the core gifts we bring to the world and which we should cultivate in our relationships and our work. And third, acknowledging areas in which we are not excellent, skilled, talented, or strong opens the door to partnering with other people in our lives and our work. Now, like many things, when we acknowledge all that we are, both our shortcomings and our strengths, we have power and we can have confidence. We are not hiding things or wishing we had been better, stronger, or wiser in the past. In our own thoughts about ourselves, when we think we are hiding things or covering up our weaknesses, we are more likely to have something like imposter syndrome. That would mean our best is never going to be good enough for us because we're convinced that those dark parts are actually who we are. And we are afraid other people will find out about that, and anything good we have done will dissolve completely. Acknowledging who we are removes the drama from our minds. We can open up to ourselves and realize that if we're not hiding things, we really are who we present ourselves to be, and that is what really brings power and purpose into our lives. It seems so simple, doesn't it? Let's start off with part one. Reviewing the low points in life areas give us insight into themes from our lives. These recurring themes tell a story and can help us see ourselves and those around us more clearly. I do a coaching exercise with people called the Life Map. And the Life Map is a written exercise where you draw a line that represents your life birth to now. You can choose whether to do a career-only life map or a personal life map that includes pretty much everything. When you do this life map, you put spikes upward for the positive times in your life and spikes downward for the negative or unhappy times. In these spikes, you pick some of the more emotional or more significant times that you faced, and you write them down. What age were you, and generally, what was it? You don't have to describe them in much detail, you just note what they were. This is an awesome opportunity to really look back on the past and start to see who you are and what has made you, you. And we look at this and we start to see themes. Many of the low points had a recovery period that led to something great, something new that person didn't think they could have ever accomplished before the low period. In fact, in a recent life map review, a client that I worked with discovered that each one of these low points led to increased resilience and personal strength. That is a source of joy over time. As you look at your life from the past and think about the low points, the challenges, the mistakes and failures, the weaknesses you might have had in the past, jot those down and look for themes that tell your story. What kind of patterns do you find? What kind of emotions and character traits did you develop? Note these and start to tell the story of yourself in that long line towards who you are right now and in the future towards who you will become. Then you can see yourself much more clearly as a collection of rich, even painful moments, many of them leading to super high growth, strength, or courage. Now we're going to go to area number two. Taking a deeper look at these areas can identify the core gifts we bring to the world and which we should cultivate in our relationships and our work. Think about significant times from your past or things you enjoy about yourself now, skills, talents, whatever you have. You can start to note what you are good at and also where you feel weak and are still growing. Then look over your past and think about what you gained from some of those more difficult moments from the past. What are some of the gifts that you have now that came from those moments? I'll tell you one that is an example to me. When my husband asked me to marry him, I was super excited. I was jumping for joy and, of course, said yes because I did want to marry him, and we are still married today, 24 years later. But when he asked me to marry him, I had a student loan from my bachelor's degree, which I had completed. I realized that student loan was something that would come with me into the marriage. So after my initial excitement, I got very calm and I told my husband, "Oh, you wouldn't want to marry me because I have this significant debt. I have a student loan I'm paying on, and I know that that would be a big commitment." He cheerfully took it on and married me anyway. But in that moment, I had a really big awakening about my weakness and a real problem that I had. And that was this debt that I was carrying, that I was paying on. It was a low point for me. I was embarrassed about it, even though student loan debt is a very normal thing to do if you need to get an education and need to find a way at times to make some of the payments happen. So in that situation, I looked at that and thought, first of all, I received a gift, and that was being able to get through a situation where I wasn't necessarily pleased with myself. I felt very weak and like I was getting the better end of the deal here. But also I came out of that realizing how important it is to be consistent. And we did pay on that loan and eventually paid it off. That deeper look that I can take at that experience, it helps me to realize that my husband displayed for me love for me, even though I had this unpleasant student loan that I might take with me. And many other situations since then and before then have also taught me to love people even though they might have made choices we don't like. And at this point, I have a gift that I share with other people. I bring love and I love other people quite a bit. I don't base my love on their performance or their obedience or their aptitude. I just love other people because of who they are. And I hope that you will take a deeper look at areas of your life where you have had hard moments and what gifts you came out of those moments with. If you have, over time, a pattern of growth that has led to character growth, talent strengths or skills you have, or even perspective that helps you become more wise, these are gifts you bring to the world. They're part of what make you unique. Even when forged in difficulty and challenge, these are strengths now and part of you that makes you, you. The third area, acknowledging areas in which we are not excellent, skilled, talented, or strong, opens the door to partnering with others in our lives and our work. This area, I want to share another story. I have on my website at drbcoach.com a link to the VIA Character Strengths Inventory. It's right there on the homepage. If you want to click on it, it's in the upper left-hand corner, and you can take a free assessment to identify your character strengths. I did that assessment a couple of years ago myself when I first came upon it, and I was surprised at some of the areas that were in the lesser strengths category. So there are 24 or 25 strengths, I forget right now, exactly the number. I believe it's 24. And there were some things in the top five that I was not surprised about. I thought, yep, that sounds like me. But near the bottom, there were a couple I was surprised I was not as strong in. I thought that perhaps those things were talents or strengths I did have, and they did not come out that way on this inventory. And then over time, I watched myself to see, do I use those strengths? Are those really part of my character? And for the most part, they're really not. So as I noticed what my weaker areas were, I realized I have people in my life who do have those areas as strengths. When I need to adopt one of the areas that's not as strong for me, I can turn to them. I can get their insight, their input. I can get a whole bunch of perspective and help thinking about whatever I'm dealing with from the lens of that other person. That VIA Character Strengths Inventory was really the first time in my adult life where I felt like it was okay to acknowledge my weaknesses and just be okay with them. Prior to that time, I had felt that it was something I needed to do was to fix all of my weaknesses all the time and just always focus on those things. By focusing on weaknesses, we become much more hyper-focused on all of our flaws, and it's very difficult to really believe that we're strong in other areas. Those weaknesses become bigger and bigger until pretty soon that imposter syndrome feeling really is what we are thinking most of the time. I encourage you to think about the VIA Character Strengths Inventory because it does give you a perspective on yourself, a snapshot of where you show up right now on your character, but it also helps you to realize maybe there are some things that are not your strengths and you can turn to other people and include them to get more sampling of those strength areas. When we acknowledge areas where we are not excellent, not skilled, not talented, or not strong, we can relax. We cannot be defensive and not take it personally, and we can start opening up to partnering with all kinds of other people who can bring those traits into our lives and help us in the work that we do. This becomes a strength in itself. When we can see other people for who they really are, then we can be confident as well. This whole area of talking about our dark side, reviewing the past, and thinking about areas we might not be strong in, it's hard, isn't it? It's difficult to sit and look at our weaknesses or our regrets or our challenges without feeling some remorse and wishing we could just erase them all. But they are part of what make us truly great and wonderful. Pain and joy and all. I hope you'll take a look this week and consider how these difficult or troublesome parts of your life have led to the strengths you now have and what gift you have to give others as a result of what you've been through, what you've experienced, and who you are today. Thank you for being here with me for the Mindset for Life podcast. I wish you the very best this week examining the dark side and becoming the best version of you. This has been a podcast called Mindset for Life by Bethany at drbcoach.com. To find me on the web, you can visit my blog or my website at www.drbcoach.com. That's drbcoach.com.